Last November, four Arkansas school districts, Armorell in Mississippi County, Westside in Claiborne County, Fountain Lake in Garland County, and Eureka Springs in Carroll County, were told by the Arkansas Department of Education to pay back almost $2.6 million in state-required educational millage revenue. The state collects the money via a 25-mil property tax mandated by the Arkansas Constitutional Amendment 74. In turn, it pays out $6,023 per student for a state Supreme Court-required adequate education. While most of Arkansas's 245 districts take in less, the balance is also provided by the state. Four districts counted in overage. Wayne Carr is superintendent of Eureka Springs School District.
We have a large assessment base. Our property is, we have a high assessment. And the second thing is we have a large number of retired people in our district, so we have a high assessment and a rather low enrollment in our school. And that's what causes us to collect more money per student than some other districts.
So Eureka Springs School District, with 650 K-12 students, generated $7,261 per student. The discrepancy was discovered last summer. Eureka Springs has until June 15th to return its share of the money, $825,000.
What part of the code says, it says for each school district, each county treasurer shall remit the net revenues from the uniform rate of tax to each local school district from which the revenues were derived. So that doesn't say it would be redistributed. There is a subsection B that says, or to other school districts. But from what I read, the money should be distributed back to the district in which the tax was collected.
Superintendent Carr is referring to, by the way, subsections in Arkansas Code Annotated 26-80-101, if you want to look it up. He contacted his state representative for help. That would be Brian King, Republican District 91, which covers all of Carroll County and part of Boone County. King wrote a letter requesting the Attorney General's office for clarification, citing the Arkansas Code conflict. That opinion is pending. Brian King last week also filed House Bill 1435 to amend the Arkansas Code to make school districts retain net millage revenue. He was to present it to the assigned House Education Committee Wednesday, but is holding off.
Well, basically, we have decided not to run the bill at this time. We have discovered some language through private attorneys and through our bureau attorneys that we feel like that we're going to pose to the Attorney General some more questions that we don't feel like maybe he addressed this, and we have sent the new language to the Attorney General that clearly outlines that all local revenues or the revenues collected locally are to be remitted back to the district that they originate from. I mean, that language is pretty clear.
More than a dozen co-sponsors have signed on to the legislation, including representatives from other affected districts.
This boils down to a tax fairness issue. We're not threatening adequacy in the state. It was unfairly stated that, hey, this would affect other school districts, and that is not true. There is no district in the state of Arkansas that will gain $1 from this decision, and no district that will lose $1 as far as when it comes to foundation level funding. So it is about local tax dollars that people work and pay, generated locally, being remitted back to the district that they originated from, just like what the law says.
In any case, the four districts remain under the gun to pay back $2.6 million by mid-June. Eureka Springs Superintendent Wayne Carr.
And so they called us in the middle of a budget year. There's very little I can do to cut my budget. So, again, I'm not sure where this is going to lead at this point. But for sure, we're going to fight this all the way down to the very last day.
And if Brian King's bill fails, do you think you're going to work to circulate a statewide petition for an initiated act, or what do you think might happen next?
I think that's a possibility. I think a referendum might be a possibility. But still, we've got legislation to look at. We've asked the Attorney General to revisit this opinion, and also looking at the court system. So we still have some avenues to explore And we think in the end that we'll be successful with that, because there's a big issue here. The concept is, do local taxes stay local? And that's going to be the biggest issue, I think. You know, if we have to send our local tax money to the state, it will be very difficult for school districts to ever ask for a millage increase again, because people are not going to raise their local taxes just to send it to Little Rock. That's going to be another big issue that the entire state will have to deal with if this does come about.
So just in case, Wayne Carr is reportedly considering not replacing retiring staff and finding ways to spend less on facilities upgrades and utilities. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.